Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
But it's like, dude, quit buying all this crap, dude. You're going to make me fat.
I know, it's so funny when you find a candy person, because it's like, what? We're 30s now. Like, what, you still like candy?
Dude, and Ethan, our sound guy, I guess he sleeps above him or across from him. He's like, dude, I can just hear you in your bunk at 4 a.m. just like the crackling plastic of
Sour Patch something. Yeah. Gosh, that is so funny. I mean, I'm sure y'all just seem like you get along.
Hey, everybody, this is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
She has never chosen another guest over me.
Well,
you love Dustin. Okay, well,
that's maybe it's because I just took a shower.
All right. Mom, I did not. I am still in Key West recovery mode.
Oh, my God, dude.
When I saw you, you were having a great time.
As I generally do in Key West.
I was also having a great time.
I think it was the night after we played. I was out at a bar. I was like meeting Shane and a couple folks. And I walk in this bar. I'm just like, nah. I just like got to my limit of like, I've had 1,000 fucking drinks in the last 3 days. I cannot force myself to have one more drink. I'm done.
I know. It's I'm not drinking right now either. I'm like, don't even want to. It's just too much. It's too much. We're good to go, Kat, all right? Just, I like to make sure he's always way ready to go before I am, but we're just
kind of look at, I don't have to like look at any spot. Just like we're chilling, talking.
If you want to look right into the camera, it would be hilarious. No, you can look wherever you want. Okay. You can look at me. You don't have to look at any, you can look at my dog. Look how cute she is.
Little poppers.
She's so cute. She's here for emotional support. If you need any, Paula's in there building a pedal board right now.
Nerd.
I said, oh my gosh, if you could go, maybe you could go talk to him for 5 minutes about pedals so I don't have to.
Oh man,
it's a lot of pedal talk.
I don't think there's a chance that conversation would only last 5 minutes.
I saw the front door alarm go off. He might be working on our house right now too, but he was up this morning. He was so excited to work on his pedal board, and I was like, that's just not my wheelhouse. Do you want to have?
It can be an exciting time in a young man's guitar playing life.
No, not in mine. Well, introducing everybody, I have Dustin Schaefer here. He plays guitar for Shane Smith and the Saints. He also has his own solo records. You're also producing. Did you produce?
Produce
Shane's record or no?
No, I played some guitar on a couple of her songs.
I think she was maybe just telling me that you really had a bunch of great ideas.
We wrote a couple songs together.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. We co-wrote some stuff. So the stuff that I did for her, we did in Stephenville with Josh Serrato and Ben Hussey.
Right.
And anytime I work with those guys, it's almost like you have like five producers in the room. We all just like kind of have a similar mindset, and we're just like vamping ideas back and forth. So it's not so much like, hey, you play this or you play that or whatever. It's like, well, what if we did this? And then Josh will be like, what do we do? Ben's like, well, we can change the bass line and the drums can. And it's just like, that's kind of how that process is.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you like doing studio stuff? Like, is
love
that?
It. Yeah.
Really?
Love it,
are you
sure.
Like trying to do more of that? You're a very busy man.
Busy guy. I think in terms of like the studio stuff, I would like to do as much of it as I want to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we are busy. Like I mean, just the Shane gig alone keeps me busy enough. And then to try to, you know, pursue my own stuff and then have hobbies and like all this other stuff, it's like I've got a pretty full plate. So if somebody hits me up to like, hey, I need some guitar or whatever, I most of the time, if it's like a homie, I'm stoked to do it. But yeah, it's like, you know, I'm available this day, 1 month from now. Can you wait? You
right.
know, it's kind of like that game.
Finding
kind
of like a hole in your calendar. Exactly. I know, yeah. Kind of like this podcast. Exactly. We've been trying to have you on here for like 6 months.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're like, I don't hate you. I promise. I'm just very busy.
Yeah.
I know y'all have had such a fun, I mean, you guys have always been really good, but it was a very fun Yellowstone Spike.
Yeah.
If you would call it that.
I would call
like
it that.
The Giantess Spike. But well-deserved, and like, I think Shane's so nice. I mean, your whole band is so nice and great and talented. So I'm always, it's always fun when it happens for the good people who deserve it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I also deserve it. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I just thought I'd throw that out there. How did you get the nickname Sunshine? I don't know that about you.
I think it was Cody Braun.
Oh, well, that's great.
I'm pretty sure it was Cody. And like when I first started playing with Mickey, I was like, you know, short, kind of surfy boy, clean shaven. And like, I think Remember the Titans had not, you know, it was like not a new movie, but it's still like, and it's just like somebody just said it, Sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And like that was it. Like that was it. And it just like this just stuck.
Well, I'm going to say it that way.
I think it was Cody. I'm pretty sure it's Cody. It's been a long time. It's one of the Bronze crew, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, whenever we're around the Bronze, everything gets a little fuzzy.
It tends to happen.
Yeah. It's okay. And do you like cut your shirts yourself or is your muscles just make them rip them own
no,
selves?
They're generally self-tailored.
I love self do with scissors. Or do you rip them?
Most of the time scissors. Sometimes we just yank them, but the scissors help make them at least symmetrical. Sometimes if you try to rip it, it's just like, I ruined that shirt, you know?
Well, I love it. I think you have really great stage style because sometimes like you really surprise me. Like you are the still like the surfer-ish moment or, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but then you'll do like the Christmas onesie with the different colored boots. Remember the Christmas pants outfit?
I do. Yeah.
I'm just saying you're a good Instagram follow because you surprise me with the stage wear sometimes.
At the end of the day, we're in the entertainment business. So if like that's an excuse for me to get away with dressing a little bit like ridiculous, I'm into it. And if I don't feel like an idiot, I feel like it's like, yeah, this is dope. I'm going to rock this. You know, that's right. Kind of my mindset with it.
Yeah. I get really jealous of you because you're like, I got these shorts and this ripped tank top and a hat and I don't have to put makeup on. And I look super cool on stage. That's just not something that I can.
Well, thanks. That makes me feel good.
You're welcome. I like your new song.
Which
is
one?
Or I guess it's not new. Was Wild Nights 23?
It was a summer of last year. So So that song was technically not a new song. I cut that song on an album in 2016.
I love that song.
Thank you. And so I cut that album that album in 2016. Wild Nights was on it. I ended up removing that album from like the cloud and the internet, whatever you want to call it, just because I self-produced and engineered it, so it wasn't quite there in terms of the sounds. And there was two songs on my self-titled full length that I put out that were from that record. Wild Nights was one that was just kind of like left over and I didn't want to cut it. I want to do something different. And then, so that was kind of like the introduction track to this new project that I'm working on.
Okay.
That's all one man band. Like
you're playing everything?
Yeah.
Drums,
mm-hmm.
Bass.
Yep.
Oh my God. You and Paul Eason need to jump off a cliff. It's like, leave some talent for the rest. No, that's awesome. Where are you recording that at?
So I did, you know, it, obviously as you probably know, this is something it's taking longer than planned,
yeah.
You know, time, money, resources. I did two songs at Melody Mountain with Serato and Ben. Wild Nights is one of them. Another song I just finished shooting a music video for yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
So I think that song is going to be is going to end up being called Runaway. And it's kind of about a chick, but the way we shot the music video and kind of like reflecting on that song, it's almost about me in a little. Like, and the video is super cool. I had Natalie Ray and David Wells.
Love it.
And a gentleman by the name of Aaron Minks, who I just met at the shoot, come help me. We went to Port A and just did a bunch of beach stuff.
Natalie is so great.
Dude, she's a badass.
She rocks it. I miss her. We need to catch up because she's freaking. Yeah, I should have her on this podcast.
You should.
She is awesome. Okay, so that's a new project.
Crush.
Do you also know that we have all the things too in our house?
Like
anytime
to make music.
Or Paul is making his whole solo thing in our house. We have all the studio. We have a electronic drum. That sounds really good.
I didn't know that.
And a steel guitar set up in there.
I cannot play.
Neither can Paul. He can. He's starting to, but it's very fun to watch. Like, you should try it. I would love to watch you try it because it's the only thing I've ever seen frustrate him.
I've sat on like Pablo's pedal steel for about 5 minutes. Like, no. Nah, dude, screw this.
Yeah. Paul played steel on my song coming out about her, but it took him a while and he was getting very frustrated. But anyway, we have a home studio. You are welcome to use anytime.
Good to know. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And Paul has he's such a nerd about microphones. He's got all these great microphones and stuff. And I was he's like asking me if I could bring his microphone to this recording session. And then he's like, never mind. And I'm like, you don't need it. He's like, I don't want you to get it out of the closet because if you drop it, like if I drop this microphone and it breaks, like
it's like a $10,000 microphone.
Yes, it would be the end of our relationship. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to like risk that. That sounds insane, but that's exciting. So how many songs and when is that looking to?
I don't know. I haven't recorded any other songs. I actually had some dates with Serato and Ben in January that I canceled just because like, I'm also trying to buy a house right now studio time is expensive and so are houses. And it's like, man, I've got the tunes. I'm kind of shooting for like 7 or 8 songs and I've got the songs or I've got at least, you know, 3 of them are done. 2 of them are half done. I've got an idea for another one. So I could go in the studio at any time and like finish this thing. It's just a matter of like having the time and the money.
I'll give you our house keys.
Nice.
I don't want to record in your stupid home studio.
Bang around on some drums for sure. So the original plan was to kind of do it in different studios, like maybe do one at Yellow Dog.
Fine.
Maybe do one with Bo Bedford up in Dallas, who produced the new Shane album that's coming out in March. Maybe do one, you know, just wherever, like kind of piece it together that way. I had a date with the Blue Water Highway Boys and Kyle to record a couple tunes. I had to cancel that one again. Just like, guys, I just don't have the time. Like shit keeps popping up in my schedule. This is going to kill me if I.
It's tough. It's tough because I think that people don't understand that we like make our living a year round on the road. Like it's not like we do a summer tour. It's like we have to do it all the time.
Well, and being with Shane and 2023 was one of those years where like, I would like to consider it like a setup year, you know, like big growth year, 2024, new album coming out, these huge festivals, like 2023 was like one of those. We're taking everything. If it's a great offer, we're taking it. Like
strike while the iron's hot, man.
Just like this person, this really cool person called us yesterday and they want us to play this private show tomorrow. We got to take it.
Right.
So like I had to cancel some stuff and I had, you know, it's been a dance, you know, to try to navigate that, but it's all good stuff. Cause it indicates a lot of growth and progression for the band, especially like, I mean, dude, the new album is,
it's so good.
I think it's great. It's kind of all over the place. Like the songs that we have out, I think are indicative of like where it can go sonically and just like melodically and lyrically, but there's still like a bunch of songs that cover ground that like, even with all the variety of the stuff that's already out, it's like, we still got these, like, y'all haven't heard these yet.
Jeez, you know? That's so exciting.
It's just like I think a really complete album. It's just like really, and it's, I, I don't think it's like red dirt at all.
Yeah, but what is red dirt anymore anyway, yeah, really,
true,
right?
True, true.
It's so diverse. And like, we'll listen to the radio and I'll be like, it's just some guitars out of tune. And like, what is that? Like, have we gone there now? I don't know. It's interesting.
No. I think it's just like a good, like, anthemic, like, power Americana with, you know, like,
great,
this kind of the signature vocal stuff, but also some different stuff. And there's elements of indie and folk. And
oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
I can't wait. I got to talk to Shane a little bit in Key West, but I love his wife so much I forget to talk to him. So
yeah, I mean, they're both awesome. And like you said, everybody in the band's super cool.
Yeah.
And,
but I have to apologize to him. I want to apologize on this podcast, but it wasn't my fault. But Blue Edmondson came up to me. Like, I love Blue Edmondson. Like, I'm a giant fan and he's my friend, but he was like, can you introduce my wife to Shane Smith? And I was like, I don't want to be that girl. I was like, hey, Shane, I'm super sorry. Anyway, Blue's wife's like the coolest chick ever.
Nice.
And they like hit it. I mean, she's so awesome. And so it ended up being totally fine because it wasn't like a stranger. It was freaking Blue Edmondson. But I was like, you do it. So that was my only interaction with Shane. Sorry, Shane.
Well, they were kind of like, they had a whole crew in. And like, we spent one day where we were out on a boat all day. And like, we all kind of, I would say we don't hang out a ton in Key West. Like, we all kind of do our own thing. Yeah. And like, hey, Bennett, you want to go to the beach for a little while? Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go do this. And well, I'm going to go do that. And we kind of just like, I mean, we spend all the time together.
Yeah.
You know,
are you on one bus?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com. Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Brie and Whiskey sent you.
How many people with your crew? Like, you got to have a big crew now, right?
We have 2, 3, 4, I guess there's 10 of us now. So we have 4 crew guys, plus Randy, our driver, and then 5 of us in the band. I do think we're about to be on 2 buses.
I love Randy.
Randy.
Shout out to Randy.
Shout out, Randy.
I love you.
Hey, Rand.
He knows. He knows. But, okay, that's a lot. Do you have any dogs on there? No dogs?
Nah, no dogs. Nah. Yeah, I think we're about to be on 2 buses. I don't know when. It's not like a... Nothing has officially been confirmed yet, but it has been talked about because it is getting pretty tight, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we only have 6 people on the, but I mean, this is not a bus, obviously. But yeah, I'm like, we have to have a rule. We don't have any rules for this thing yet. And I know Paul told me with Fowler, if you leave anything in the front lounge, that it goes in the freezer. So his wallet got frozen a couple of times. Or like, people just leave funny. Like shoes, and their shoes would be in the freezer. I think that's a great rule.
Yeah.
But I need to, my guitar player, Vince, like, we need to make a no snacks rule. It's like pretzels and popcorns and candies and donuts. And I'm just like, this thing is going to make me fat because we have somewhere to store all of our food now.
A little hot dog, Corey, he's the candy guy. And he just, and like, the dude could eat 100 pounds of Sour Patch Kids and he's still gonna have a 6-pack, you know, like, he's like, yeah, that kind of, like,
I love that man too. Like, he's a good dude.
And but he's, it's like, dude, quit buying all this crap, dude, you're gonna make me fat.
I know, it's so funny when people, when you find a candy person, because it's like, what? We're 30s now. Like, you still like candy?
Dude, and Ethan, our sound guy, I guess he sleeps above him or across from him. He's like, dude, I can just hear you in your bunk at 4 a.m. just the crackling plastic of
Sour Patch something.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is so funny. I'm sure y'all just seem like you get along really well, and Chaser and all the nice people. I mean, everyone is just so nice.
We're definitely brothers, but you know, we all have our moments. I mean, we spend a lot of time on the road together. Yeah. So we have times where we get on each other's nerves and we need some space and got to go, like,
it's normal.
It's normal. But we also we hang out a lot, which I think, you know, a lot of bands don't hang out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
Did you see Bennett inspired like Judy's outfits? She was wearing Bennett overalls all week at Key West. I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, on duty Judy. On off duty Judy, I guess.
I don't know.
I think she's.
You never know. Oh, she was always working.
She's always working.
But she's a shout out favorite DJ. Hang.
DJ, what's up? We love you.
So do you think dirt biking is a good hobby for a guitar player? I feel like that is this the last thing. Like you need to get into like golf or like something not
I golf.
Oh. You also golf? You do everything. But
I'm not great at golf. I'm like a double digits. If I'm below 100, that's a pretty good day for me.
Wow, that's great.
Probably not, maybe.
Have you ever had an accident, like a bad accident?
Yeah, I had a bad one. October of 22, I overshot a jump by a lot and just fell from the sky and jacked up both ankles, broke some ribs.
How many ribs?
Just,
a few. Cause you can't do anything about that, right? You just gotta let them heal. And it's the most painful thing in the whole world.
Yeah. I like to cough or sneeze or even just lay in that bunk. I mean, bunks are already not, but the worst was my ankle and like my, I don't know if you can see my left one. Yeah. So, and that'll probably never be the same.
I was going to be like, it's not that bad.
No, it's
pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. and like, shout out to Tecovas. If I didn't have zip up boots, I would have been playing barefoot. Cause we went on tour like 4 days later and my left foot looked like somebody took a latex glove and just, it was like that for about 3 weeks. It was like purple. The ankle was the worst. Like, the other stuff just happened because I got bucked off and I hit the ground, but the impact was like
on your foot.
Yeah, fell from probably, 20 or 30 feet in the air. Just smashed my head. Yeah, it was rough.
Well, I would be worried about just wrist. Do you like snowboard and stuff too?
I do all that stuff.
God bless it. If you're my guitar player, I would just be like, I don't want to know. Just don't. Like, let's not. Don't tell me when you're.
I'm a pretty safe. I'll say this. I've gotten to a point on my dirt bike too, where I've like that, something like that needed to happen. So I could like kind of know my limits and now I can go ride and still hit jumps and have fun. But it's like, I'll see something like not today. I'm like, I'm not doing that today. Right. I don't need to do that today. Like that's cool to watch those guys do it. And some days like I have a little more, the thing that happened when I did that, when I crashed is I just made a poor judgment call in the moment. I went for something I should have progressed up
when
to.
And
I just,
in the air.
I just went for it. Like in first time, like I'm just going for it. And then it was a hard lesson to learn.
That's so, you have to have a special kind of personality to do that. Like, I don't know if that makes you like kind of part, like 8% psychopath or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Cause that is something I would never be like, I'm just going to go for like, that is something that would like never come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
A little daredevil.
Well, I definitely reined that in a little bit and I've still had to like think about being on a dirt bike is on in some of those moments. If you don't go for it, that's when you hurt yourself.
True.
If you decide last second, like, no, like that's how you ruin your face.
Exactly. Which that's also your moneymaker is your face too. You can't be ruining that face, Sunshine. Yeah. I don't know about that.
I've reined it in on the super risky dirt bike stuff. Like I can hit like a very big jump, but it doesn't make it necessarily risky. There's like just a certain margin of error. It's not just because it's like looks big doesn't make it less safe all the time.
Like a guitar solo sounds like really complicated, but it's just not.
We have jumps that are like, here's the takeoff, and then there's a lot of dirt, and then there's a landing. Or you have jumps that are like, here's the takeoff, no dirt. And then, so like the shorter one of the second variety, if you don't land that one right, you're going to go to the hospital.
Right. I just don't
Whereas
really...
like this, the first one, you can kind of land anywhere and it's fine. I kind of stick to those these days.
Okay.
Option number one.
Option number one. Good for you. Maybe we can get you to option number zero when you're like on your big giant tour next year. Also, did you really put that guitar in the river for your album cover? Or is that photoshopped?
No, courtesy of Morgan Avery. I would never.
Shout out to Morgan. We're getting all the shout outs. I love it.
Man, it's funny. So that guitar, she took a picture of my Strat, which is the guitar that survived our bus fire. Like that's like my It's probably my most prized guitar that I own now. No chance that guitar really is ever going on the road. Like, I'll play it for solo gigs and stuff when I can pack it in and out myself, and I'm going to like bring it inside, and I'm super protective of that guitar. And I like, yeah, I would never do that to any of my guitars. I went to the beach yesterday or the day before, and we did some shoots with me playing one of my guitars in the ocean. But it's like one, it's like a kind of a beater.
Okay. So it's fine.
I mean,
it's fine-ish.
It's fine-ish.
You know, salt, it's just so good.
Salt's great. It's great just for so electronics. You
great.
Know.
That was one of my questions, was how many fire extinguishers do you sleep with in your bunk at night now? That would be so terrifying, but.
I think we got to the point where we made sure that the fire extinguishers we have worked. Yeah. Because that happened when we had the fire.
We should spray mine.
Neither.
Will you show me how to use it?
I've never used one, but
I think we should give it a go.
Like right now?
Like after, well, maybe not in here. I just bought this. But it is a good thing. It is a good reminder, like, to, because I don't know exactly how that happened, but like the pictures of that were so terrifying. It's everyone's worst nightmare. And so I'm glad everyone's okay.
Well,
but
something in the engine bay, we don't know, and we'll never know. I think Chase was sleeping in the back, and like we were on the way to Lubbock, and like it just started smoking. And we pull over, neither one of our fire extinguishers work. And we basically just sat there and just like watched all our shit burn. Like that's what happened. Like the fire itself started, it was like pretty minor. You know, had we been able to put it out, like it would have just been like nothing. You know, we probably wouldn't have been able to drive to the gig, but we would have kept all our stuff.
Test those extinguishers.
Yeah, test your fire extinguishers, kids.
Dang. I mean, I would never even think to test that, you know. Or even to learn how it works. Like in the moment of panicking, I don't know if I would, surely it's self-explanatory, but we're going to go give it a pull after this. Yeah. I think we should. Right.
I've never shot one. This will be, okay. I'm excited for this.
I'll let you do it. Just don't spray my dog. Don't spray Kyle.
I would never.
Yeah.
Spray that sweet little face.
I know. Look at that face. She is so cute. I would never fire. I would never let her catch on fire. I wanted to tell everyone, I'm wearing my Dustin shirt. I love this shirt, my Dustin Schaefer shirt. And I was like, I always say like first things first on this podcast, it's never first, but I was like wanting to apologize to you because like the day before Dustin's like, hey, can you want to be my shirt model? Like we were going to go be hilarious and do Blue Steel and like,
just
which we did. But the day before I have like one big music breakdown a year where I like totally self-implode and like cry all day and kind of like, what am I doing with my life? Totally. Yeah, call my mom and be like, what?
I get that.
And I had that the day before. So if you go look at those pictures, like I had you send them to me and I like kind of photoshopped them all, but you can tell, like anybody that knows me is like, oh no, she was so sad. Cause dang. I went to Muck and Fuss to do this interview. You know how, like you have to do those written interviews. Sometimes you have to type it all out and it takes me forever. It takes me like an hour to do those or more. So I was like, I'm going to go sit at Muck and Fuss and have like a nice little craft beer moment and answer it. And everybody at the bar kept like talking to me, and everything that everyone said just like really upset me. And then I saw like a guy that's in the music scene that was, you know, well, the first guy was like, well, I've never heard of you, so obviously you don't know anything about marketing, and like, here's what you should.
I kind of think I remember you.
Yeah.
Saying this.
I vented to you about it. And then like the second guy, I can't remember what he said even, but it was even, oh, he goes, you're doing emails. He's like, you should be writing songs. We're not sitting at a bar answering emails. And that
was
guy too.
Hey, if you're one of those people, shut up, dude. Like, let this person live their life and just do their shit, man.
And then the third guy was like a music guy who I like love. And he was like, you just need to make a record for Bree Bagwell and you need to stop caring what people think and make a record that you love. And I was like, oh, like 6 months ago, I put one out. Did you listen to it? Like, he hadn't even heard. And he was like, no. I'm like, then why are you? And I just was just trying to get this one thing done. And I went home and I was like, man, the music business sometimes is so hard. I just need to start telling everyone in public that I'm a florist or something. So it's like,
yeah,
here's what you should do all the time. And I was like,
people say some weird stuff. Like,
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. I can't think of like any specific examples. I mean, I could if I thought about it, but it's just like when you're on stage, and I guess you're just subjecting yourself to being judged all the time.
Yeah.
well, you kind of just like, it's almost comical, but like people say things to you because you're in the spotlight that I feel like they would never say to other people. Just like, I mean, maybe they do. Maybe people just have like no tact. But sometimes like people will just say stuff to me, or I hear people say stuff to other musicians or bandmates. I'm just like, what? It just came out of your mouth, dude. Like, yeah. Why would you do that?
And if you're sitting at the bar, that guy was in pharmaceutical sales or whatever, I wouldn't be like, yeah, hey man, what you working on? You should be out there selling. Like, it was just so strange. Anyway, so we got to redo our photo shoot because I look very crazy. But you have more of these shirts?
So I have that shirt in green. I have some left of those. And I'm kind of like, because I only play a handful, I'd say at this point I'm shooting to do like, you know, maybe 20 to 30 solo gigs in a year. I kind of like run one line of merch and that's it.
Yeah, so that's
like,
smart.
If you like it, get it while it's hot, because I'm going to sell it and then that's going to be the end of it. And then I'm going to get new stuff.
Oh, yeah. One of a kind pieces.
Exactly. So I have those in green and then I have another shirt. I've still got a pretty good amount of them and I'm going to probably run those for a little while. I might do this music video that I told you I just finished. That'll be later. I'm going to, you know, the Shane Smith album is coming out March 1st and I'm going to give that like enough kind of space, you know, to where I'm not like necessarily.
That's very kind. You know? I love that.
And I'm sure we'll have singles coming out after that, that maybe they're a little close, but like, I didn't want to like, well, Shane's album's coming out March 1st. I'm dropping my single on March 2nd. Yeah. You know, it's like kind of weird. So I'm going to let that, but yeah. I mean, I was kind of looking at either Memorial Day weekend or maybe July 4th, depending on how the year looks.
Yeah. What's it called?
Which one?
The song that you're gonna.
I'm thinking it's gonna be called Runaway.
Oh right, you told me that already.
Yeah.
Well, we will be on the lookout.
It's had a couple different names. I think after the music video and seeing it all, I think that's the name of the song, Runaway. Officially, I'm making it public. The song Yay. Is called Runaway.
Oh, it's debuting on this podcast, and then
I'll send it to you. It's pretty wild. Like It's almost like Bruno Marsy in the verses, and then it goes to like this big rock chorus, and then the outro is like very classic rock, Zeppelin-y, into like this 2000s punk rock thing. It's just kind of crazy.
Well, I love that. That's a mix of all the things
my
that
stuff
it influenced
is not,
us.
Not country at all. None of my music really is.
Well, follow Dustin on all the things and on the Spotify's, and thank you for coming and sitting here with my dog. And
sweet little baby girl.
She is. She chose you over me. She was like, sunshine.
At first, and then she's like, nah, I miss my mama.
No, I made her. I forced her into my lap. Yay. Okay. Well, thanks for chatting. We're gonna go fire extinguish and cut up some shirts.
Dude. Bam. I love that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.